Rec Faves 1271 casts you on a soothing sea of satisfying sentiments.
Divide the people. Create the appearance of popular support. With phase one, that of dividing the population, completed, the revolutionists were ready to move into phase two of the communist blueprint for takeover. Create the appearance of popular support.
Easy listening.
The faint air cools in the gloaming, and the peaceful flows arrive. The thirsty summits are drinking, the sunsets flooding wine. Wine. The loveliest maiden is sitting, high throned in yon blue air. Her golden jewels are shining as she combs her golden hair. She combs with a comb that is made out of gold and sings a weird refrain that keeps a deadly enchantment the listener's ravished brains. The tune to this drifting shallop is tranced with the sad, sweet tones. He sees not the yawning breakers. He sees not but the maid alone. The pitiless billows engulf him. So perish sailor and bark. And this, with her baleful singing, Lorelei's gruesome work. There's a storm blowing home in the middle of the sky. Sun's burning down. I think I'm gonna die. Riding on this wave in the middle of the land. Nothing to eat. Just an ocean of sand. Dreaming about the water, no liquid to be seen. And I'm thinking about the air. I better be brave. There's a storm blowing home in the middle of the news. Paper's burning up with the fire of the blues. Cold wind blowing. I really need a hand. Looking left and right, but there's no one, no one in command. Dreaming about the water, a liquid to be saved. I'm thinking about the air. You better be brave. There's a storm blowing home in the middle of my mind. Educated monsters are working overtime. City politician has got the masses on their knees. They got us rushing around. Dreaming about my girl, the rose in her hair, and I'm thinking about those days.
And when I push this one button, it causes...
So I set my mind to writing like thunder and lightning, words that I thought would mend my young heart from breaking in, shores overtaking me. The race I will win before I end, the race I will win before I end.
I was also asked to tell you not to get too worked up.
They said, boil the chicken. I said, no, I cannot boil the chicken. To modify the chicken. Yammer, yammer, yammer. Yammer, yammer, yammer. Add the boil the chicken. I had to boil. To boil a chicken, all I got.
Johnny Oliver, I got Johnny Oliver. Oh, Johnny Oliver.
Phase two, create the appearance of popular support.
Tell me why, 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 tell
experts at fomenting discontent, they began to split the population into quarreling factions. Phase 3, neutralize the opposition.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said because in general I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed, because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex, because all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and went storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago, I hadn't heard the sumbitch, and all of a sudden, he's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary. They took the dignity from the dignitary. They took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is a time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery. What you gonna do? Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary.
Say, what you gonna do?
We hounded the Ayatollah religiously, bombed Libya, and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians. Watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
Two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in the north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Work for peace.
Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace.
Peace ain't gonna be free.
You gotta work for peace.
If you believe in peace,
gotta go to work.
They got folks out there working for war.
Children all over the world, in Asia and Africa and in South America, who need our help. When they start talking about 55 cents a day and 70 cents a day, I know a lot of folks feel as though that's not really any kind of contribution to make, but we have to give up a dollar and a half just to get in the subway nowadays. So this is a song about tomorrow and about how tomorrow can be better if we all, each one reach one, each one try to teach one.
Nobody can do everything, but everybody can do something. Everyone must play a part. Everyone got to go to work. Work for peace. Spirit say work.
In the United States, where the brothers march to the strains of... fright peddlers, precipitating mob violence.
Hello, can you go? Hello, can I go? Hear the cattle cry. Death row. Beef. Hello, can you go? Hear the cattle cry. Death row.
Agrarian reform, communist style.